There is outrage over government's delay to launch the Commission of Inquiry into the explosive allegations made by whistleblowing general Lucky Mwakwenazi. We speak to Juanita De Pria of Action Society. Welcome, Juanita.
Thank you for the opportunity. Always a pleasure to speak to you.
What are we dealing with here? Incompetence, or do you think there's more to it?
My first thought was to say incompetence, even before you mentioned it. This is, like I said in a previous interview, it's just everything is a bit suspicious when it comes to this investigation, the allegations, everything. But the main thing that came to mind when the news broke that it is now not continuing is it's ridiculous. But it's not unexpected. Did we not all call it before it started to say, this is going to take forever, there's going to be no results, and now we're not even at the first hurdle, and it stopped. So I don't know if we can trust that anything is going to come from this commission.
This has definitely increased fears of a cover-up behind the scenes.
Definitely, because... And the reason why, it's just infrastructure. I mean, just get a room and do it. It's not, it doesn't have to be so complicated. So the reason being so weak, do we then think, is it something else? Or is it really just that they think infrastructure is so important? More important than getting started.
Well, one of the central characters in the allegations is, of course, police minister, who is now on special leave. First, he seemed to use his special leave to campaign for the African National Congress. Now he seems to have turned on the party by predicting that it is on the verge of collapse. What game is he playing?
We would like to see what game is he playing. Is he covering his back now? Has his alliances dried up? We don't know yet, and that is why we really want the answers. As normal South Africans, we want to know what is going on here. And then just cancelling or postponing this commission is not really building any trust. So that is why we've been saying from the start, let's rather put our trust in the ad hoc committee with set deadlines, and they're already off and going. I would rather believe the results that come from there, because we know the people who are in that committee, and it's not, they are most of them that I know are above board. The other ones, I hope they are on the same boat, and I hope that the people who we know and trust will keep the others in line if they are not. But with the commission, we don't know who is involved with who's got alliances, who is pulling strings behind the scenes. So we don't have a lot of trust in whatever's happening, and we don't know where the alliances now are lying.
Well, the other central character in the allegations, Deputy Commissioner Shadrach Sabea, is fighting the National Commissioner over his suspension. But Masemola is digging in his heels.
Yeah, it's very interesting, because who is the wrong one now? Because we want to believe that Masemola, he wasn't named in the big reveal, but the other one was definitely implied, and that is probably why he was put on leave. And he should not be digging in his heels if he was at all believing in a clean police system, then he would go and accept that he should be on leave while the investigation is ongoing. So why is he digging in his heels? Can he not get to whoever he wants to now? Or is he covering his back? Or what is happening? Again, we don't have the answers, and we really want to have the answers. But if you respect the process, and what we've been saying from the start is everybody should be put on leave. In fact, they should be put on leave without pay. And if it turns out they are above board, yes, then give them back pay, but get them away from the investigation so that they cannot influence anything that is happening. move around furniture to cause an infrastructure problem, they must not be close to any of the commission, the ad hoc committee, the investigation, anything.
But with all the time that has passed already, everybody has had time to do whatever they can to protect themselves. And if one looks at how people are positioning themselves publicly, it does seem that there's a lot at play behind the scenes.
100%. I would like to one day maybe watch this as a movie and then see what was happening behind the scenes in the time that has passed. Because that is what we said. This needs to happen fast because people can move around. They are so connected to each other and to other people. They can cover up. If too much time passes, then they can cover up and they can find different holes to hide stuff when in the time that passes. It should not be months and months and months before we get to start. Never mind getting to a result or the end.
And it's also given a lot of time for those who wish to discredit General Maquinazi. Some of them have been really hard at work.
Of course. We don't know if he is standing behind the door. Like I said previously, I do hope that he is not, that he is true and true a policeman who really wants to see a safer country and no corruption in the police service. That pride that we want to see in police officers. But there are definite campaigns running for on all the sides to discredit people, and it feels like it is almost like what you see in movies, the American, well, not just in movies, but the American presidential race, with everybody just having a whole media team creating a different narrative than it is the truth. So obviously it's not just one person standing and saying things. It is a whole concerted effort from all sides to make themselves look good and on the right side. I don't know if we even know what the right side is anymore.
With the African National Congress losing support, there's a lot at stake with this commission of inquiry. If the full truth were to emerge, do you think it could finish off the ANC?
Well, it is important to mention if the results come out and they are damning results. I think it has already made a bit of damage for the ANC. We can see that the polls are not looking as it should or as they would like it to seem. And if I'm not mistaken, in November we will have local government elections. So it will be interesting to see how this reflects in local government, even though it's not national. I think in places like KZN, where Maquinazi has a lot of fans, if I can call them that, or support, I think we will definitely see even more than in the previous national election, we will see the ANC not doing so well. And in other places, I think people are just fed up, but I don't know if the people who are fed up are the ones with the most voting power, because sometimes people stick to their loyalty for some reason. I don't think there's loyalty in politics. There should not be. It is the people who get the stuff done that should be the people who is running and representing our needs and our safety and whatever us civilians, the citizens of South Africa, want to see. It should not go. It should not be about loyalty. There's no place for that.
Meanwhile, General Maquinazi has shown no signs of being intimidated or of backing down.
Yeah, he really looks like a tough guy. He is, he's not stopping saying some controversial things. I have heard that he spoke about the very controversial, it's actually close to here where we live, the police officers who went into the river. Everybody knew it was suspicious, but we didn't know the story. And now he he already touched on that. So I think he is not backing down. He's got the facts to back him up. And I do hope it is the truth. I really, really do hope. We should be careful not to make him a messiah, but at least he's a whistleblower, and it seems like he really does have the best interest of the South African Police Service and South Africans at heart. It really does seem like that. But I don't know. I always want to be cautious because we have put our trust in so many people before and I have been disappointed. So I that's why I keep on saying I hope and it does look like, but it does look like it.
At the time when those bodies were fished out of the river, I was told that crime intelligence would do everything to cover up the real story. So he's entering territory not just of corruption, but of suspected murder.
Because I think everything is connected. It is, I don't think you can see them as separately. And if people have very big secrets to conceal and to keep secret, and they will do anything to keep it covered and secret. That's why we see everybody scrambling around, and we don't know what is going on exactly behind the scenes, where the alliances are. But there's definitely people very nervous with him just spilling the beans continuously.
Now, the South African police is in more disarray now than ever, all the way up to ministerial level. How are you experiencing this mayhem on the ground?
Well, I think it has maybe calmed down a little bit after the initial shock, but I think it's still on the ground. Police officers even not knowing who you can trust. Can you trust the person working next to you? Can you trust your supervisor? Can you trust a bit more up the ranks? So, and that is not good for South Africans, because if the police cannot even trust each other, then how are we supposed to trust them? So we do know police, the trust in police from citizen side is at an all-time low. And I don't think that has changed. It's really low. I don't know if it can go any lower, the trust, but it's not where we should be, and we cannot move forward if we do not find solutions for all of this, if we do not find at first the answers and then the solutions for that. Trust will not get better. And interestingly, I saw a report, I think it was yesterday, where from Stats SA, where they said it focused on people not feeling safe when they walk around in their neighborhood, and not at night. Most people do not feel safe. But then the other thing that was mentioned in there is that people do not, they don't even go to the police when there is crimes committed against them, like theft or something like that. It used to be you go because you want to claim insurance, but now people don't even do that. I think it was something like almost 70% of people do not go to the police and tell them that something happened. And that just proves that there is no trust in the police that they're going to do anything about it. It's just a schlep to go there and nothing is going to happen. So
also, you must have been horrified by the attack on your predecessor, Ian Cameron.
Yes, it was. I remember my colleague who is in the Western Cape, she sent me a message and said, listen, word on the street is that he got stabbed, and we were trying to find out more information, and we got a hold of all three of them. We didn't know more details. And then they said to us, no, we're all fine. It was a smash and grab, and the information came out. But it was just so it was such a shock to these people that we know. And we really see how they are trying to do their work and how they are trying to make it better. This is not a political party thing. This is people who actually want to bring a change. And the oversight visits, they are going to that Philippi Training Center all the time. I see the reports in the media or on parliamentary groups. They are there all the time because they want to make sure that it is working properly. So they are doing their work. And then lots of comments I saw afterwards on all of their social media platforms was that people said, now you see what we live with any day. I don't think that they are in under any disillusionment that what people live with every day. I think they are completely aware. But I also saw a cartoon strip where it just compared where Begitele went somewhere with a blue light brigade and helicopters and whatever, tanks, to protect him. These three people goes out every single day, do their work without protection. This is what happens to them. They now, I think they can relate or people can relate with them more because it happened to them. But it was shocking, but we are very happy that all of them are okay and that they're continuing, that they're even more focused to do their work and do it well.
Speaking about our former police minister, he seemed to have been in a state of panic before the arrest of Kat.
Yes, I read the article and I saw, and I was just laughing to myself because I called it that first time it came out. I said, Tele must be involved. And all of these things are so connected. And then when I saw that, the phone calls, so many, he was trying to cover his back. But I don't think his alliances are that strong anymore. Maybe he overstepped into the criminal world too much. We all know he was involved in the criminal world, but maybe his alliances were not as strong as he thought. And people are covering their own backs, not his, because he doesn't have power anymore.
Some people are going to be thrown under the bus. It's going to be really interesting to see who they sacrifice.
For sure. Hopefully the ones that are sacrificed are the ones that were actually involved. But I don't know. We have to really get to the root before we can point fingers and know who is on the right side, who is on the wrong side, who is good and who is bad, and who, if it is a sacrifice worth making. It's sure is interesting times.
Indeed. Thank you. That was Juanita Dupree of Action Society speaking to Biz News about the mayhem in the South African police force. I'm Christine.